All right, back with episode 85, and we're back with Rachel. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right.
Good
we're,
to be here.
We're trying to knock one of these babies out before we go eat lunch, right? Is that the plan?
Starving.
I know. I'm starving, too. What are you feeling for lunch today?
I think a double Philly cheesesteak.
Whoa.
With...
Okay. That's a fancy lunch. That
I
sounds like something I would eat.
Sashimi a couple doors
okay,
down
you
would
want
be
sushi.
Fantastic.
Yeah, okay,
when do I right. not? Did you have it yesterday?
No. Okay. No. I had leftovers from the house yesterday. That's what I had. Mm. Because I had a Philly cheesesteak actually the day before.
That's right.
That's right. All right. All right. What are we going to talk about today, Rach? What's about to happen?
We're going to do a podcast about advertising design.
All right. So one of the times we always get together and sort of chit chat, right? We have fun sort of reminiscing about our previous lives with meeting and greeting other designers out in the world or advertising peeps.
Yeah,
right?
Our heroes, our famous people.
Yeah, so we did one about Vignelli, right? Which was a fun one. And thought we could sort of stroll down another one of those weird encounters with other peeps and talk about Chip Kidd.
Right? Yeah,
Chip Kidd, super fun, interesting. I guess famous. I don't know what you call him, famous. I don't, you know. Designer, right?
Right.
But also, you know, comic book aficionado. Mm-hmm. Also a writer, right? I mean, he's kind of done a little bit of everything. And he's
done two novels, right?
Yeah, Cheese Monkeys. Didn't he write Cheese Monkeys?
He wrote Cheese Monkeys, and which came out when we were in college.
Okay.
And then after that, it was The Learners.
Okay.
He has the Cooper Hewitt's National Design Award for Communication.
Wow.
Which is pretty exciting.
That
he
is
got
pretty
that
exciting.
In 2007.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a badass.
Yeah, and then he's also got one of those AIGA medals that you and I will never have because we forget to pay our dues.
No, I don't. I don't. We've discussed this on the pod, but we have... awards and all that has zero interest. I have no interest in doing any of that type of stuff.
I know.
Winning medals and trophies and whatever. Mm-hmm. Like none of that's, it's so bizarre for our industry, which is so based on metrics now, right?
Yeah.
And direct impact, right? Did we sell more widgets? You know, did we get more eyeballs here and there? That universally, almost all of the award shows in this industry are based completely on subjectivity and did it make somebody laugh? Like it has actually no merit on anything being successful whatsoever. So I always get a kick out of RFPs or clients that are like, hey, how many awards? It's like, none of that means it. Like, it means nothing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So,
yeah, I agree.
We stopped participating.
I agree until I win an award.
Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, everyone likes to be loved, but
yeah,
I'm not going to... It's a pay-to-play system. It's like, oh, yeah, you won a bunch of Addies. Well, yeah, you paid like 20 grand in entrance
yeah,
fees.
Yeah, the entrance fees for a lot of this are...
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
They don't do mom-and-pop shops.
Yeah. No, well, we're not exactly a mom-and-pop shop. But
I'm a mom and you're a pop.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. All right, so Chip Kidd, what are your thoughts on Chip and when did we meet him? I honestly don't remember the name of the convention. We met him a couple times, I think, actually.
Yeah. So. One time, I think I was in grad school still, so if, you know, I mentioned grad school every single time I come on, but I was in grad school from 2007 to 2008, so it must have been around there.
Okay.
I knew he was speaking at the Portfolio Center, which is now the Miami Ad School here in Atlanta. And we got a babysitter. I went. I had a few of his books, including The Cheese Monkeys, which my mom sent to me when I was in college, because it is a story of an intense experience at art school.
Okay.
I remember my mom saying, does that kind of stuff really happen?
I read it, but I honestly don't remember anything about it.
I remember lighting a project was lit on fire, I believe, by a professor.
Wow.
If somebody call me out if I'm wrong on that.
Yeah.
Or I'll reread it this summer.
Sure.
Anyway, so he, I had a few of his books, maybe a monograph of his, and definitely had the Cheese Monkeys in my hand. Maybe I only had the Cheese Monkeys. But, and it must have been around when he started, I think, doing TED Talks. But he gave a great talk at the Portfolio Center. But what I remember is when I walked in, I think I was the only person who knew who he was.
Yeah.
He was just rambling around the Portfolio Center looking at student projects all by himself. You know, no one was, you know...
Bothering him.
It was really funny. So I just walked up to him and... I wasn't going to bother him either. I thought, maybe he doesn't want to be bothered.
Sure.
But I'm also thinking, why is he out here?
And
as you and I have said a million times, who doesn't like a little hero worship here or there? You know, Don Mock, you taught me at the Creative Circus 15 years ago. And oh my God. You know, we love that stuff. So I went up and I said, hey, sorry to bother you, but could I get you to sign my book?
Yeah.
And he said, sure, no problem. And I always have a Sharpie with me. Of course you do. Things.
Was it a black Sharpie or was it a silver metallic Sharpie?
No, it was black.
Okay.
It was black. And I said, yay. Like, yeah. Yay. Thanks for doing this. And so he writes on my book. And he's good. I mean, people are probably getting better at this. I know Sagmeister signs books in an interesting way, too. But Chip signs books in a totally different way. Like, he wrote all down the, not the spine, the pages side. So he wrote, the first thing he wrote was like,
the end papers.
Yay. I should have brought it with me because I could have told you, but it's yay, exclamation point, and then it's like to Rachel. I think maybe I gave him my card or something so he could see how to spell my name. And he wrote something funny on it. And so that, and then I was like, okay, well, I'll leave you alone. He's like, well, no, like, what's your story?
Yeah.
You know, and it's
He's
just
very,
very nice.
Guy.
And
yeah.
I was like, oh, well, I've been practicing for a number of years. I'm in grad school now. No, I don't go to school here, you know, but read the Cheese Monkeys when I was in college, you know, and he was very nice to talk to. And then I think somebody came and was like, you know, you're on. And he was like, it was so nice to meet you, Rachel.
Yeah.
He was just really nice. And so what I remember, though, that I took away from this lecture and his slideshow and everything is that his work and how his work is, what is infused with is a love of comic books.
Yeah.
And I know a guy like that.
Sure, sure.
So that was pretty interesting. And he's done a lot of the covers for a lot of your comic books and your...
Yeah.
So I want to hear what he's done that we have at home in our
Tons
comic book
and
graphic novel library. You can tell us about that. But that's my short experience with Chip.
Yeah.
And then you you had an experience with him, and then I came and said hello.
Yeah, but what? Where was that? Where
that was in Memphis at an AIGA conference.
Okay, that's what that was. I was at a luncheon table with him.
Yeah,
or
we did.
Is that what it was? We ate lunch together. Or
yeah, you did a round table with him, and I think I was next door. But we have a really funny picture of the two of you. Like,
really?
Yeah, it's almost like you guys have like the similar sense of humor or something.
Okay.
Like you made one of your funny faces, and he made one of his funny faces.
Oh, we got to dig that up. I don't remember this at
it's
all.
Somewhere.
I have a terrible memory.
I remember when we've taken a picture.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting, I guess, for those that don't know, and of course you can go to, I'm sure he has, his website's probably chipkid.com or whatever, but he is a Penguin Random House designer.
Nice.
That's how he cut his teeth, right?
That's right.
And he did a tremendous amount of novel covers, right? I mean, book jacket design, right? I think that's kind of where he sort of started. And I think he still may be with Penguin. I mean, he was there forever, like 20 years plus, you know. And he did a tremendous amount of famous, iconic designs, like the original Jurassic Park cover. You know, he's done all sorts of great covers, you know. So he was always in book jacket design. And I think part of the conference, I mean, again, we're going to date ourselves a little bit, but was, you know, hey, now you don't go into a Barnes & Noble anymore and see all the magical book jackets, you know? It's everything is reduced down to thumbnails online, right? These teeny little things, right? So part of, I believe, some of his lecture was about, you know, the evolution of design, you know, Kindles, iPads, you know, reading things digitally and, you know, the transition from large design kind of down to smaller thumbnail design, which is kind of true for, you know, everything now, right? I mean, music covers. I mean, you used to have a big old record LP, and now you got you got like a little 1-inch thumbnail, if that, on your iPhone, you know, things like that, right?
So do you think that lends itself to like how it is designed? Do you think it almost has to work at 1-inch by 1-inch before it works at?
Well, it depends, but yeah, definitely.
Okay.
There's certainly you know, we do, Kyler and I have talked about this on a previous pod, but we do a lot of music cover design for one of our clients that does a lot of licensed music through APM, Universal, all that kind of stuff, right? And we always preview everything, like what it would look like in a search on one of their directories, right? So yeah, we build the files nice and big, but it's a digital album, you know, it's going to be on in a small setting surrounded by a sea of everybody else, right? So so I think it is important to do that. But anyway,
and I'm saying 1-inch by 1-inch, but I'm looking at Spotify right now as we talk. And
yeah, they're not even that big.
Yeah, it's even 1/2 inch, that's what. But it's wild that you can also read it. Sorry.
So yeah, well, it's probably like, you know, 100 pixels or 180 or something like that, whatever it is, maybe, right?
Yeah.
It's more social format. So so Chip did a lot of that stuff. He's a really nice guy, super nice guy, very interesting personality. One mm-hmm. thing that I always stand out, this is just a weird side note, is he did a TED Talk, which is great. Everybody should check it out or whatever. But he's super hip. He's super cool. And he had these crazy, wacky glasses. He wears these glasses, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But he had these glasses that only had one earpiece. Do you remember this at all? Like, it only had one thing that goes over your ear because the glasses are so cool, right? Mm-hmm. So it did.
I think
it,
that's the what he's wearing in the photo together.
It only yeah. has the right or the yeah. left. And yeah. as you can imagine, yeah. it pulls to one side. So he's always rearranging his glass. And it's like, yeah, it looks cool. Like, you're a hipster. You know, cool things are happening. Yeah. Right? But it's super distracting. Just wear normal glasses, uh-huh. dude. You know, that uh-huh. type of thing, yeah. right? So yeah, so he is a big original art aficionado. I am as well. So mm-hmm. we did the sort of round table or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And you know, then it was, hey man, just like you, I kind of nerded out, little fanboy, right?
Yeah.
He did a lot of DC comics, a lot of DC comic covers and a lot of logo design for a lot of mastheads. You know, if you, Gonzo and I did a podcast talking about mm-hmm. how the covers of comics really are ads. You know, to try to right. get you to uh-huh. pick something off of the newsstand and whatnot, right? And so he did a lot of logo design, a lot of typography, a lot of cover design. And then he also did a lot of sort of the, you know, the historical books of like, oh, DC in the 60s and mm-hmm. DC in the, you know, that type mm-hmm. of thing, right? And yeah. designing that whole book, and was really into like sort of zooming in on old pulp paper and using the textures and the halftone patterns and the way things were printed as right. really as big graphic images, right. really cool yeah. stuff. Right. So he did a book called Bat Manga. It was in the 60s and 70s, you know, before, you know, sort of the digitalization of shrinking the world, right? Mm-hmm. Marvel and DC licensed off a lot of characters to other countries. Right. And they were kind of free to do their own thing. That's why you have the weird Japanese Spider-Man that has like a totally different story, a totally different thing. Batman was the same way. Like,
was that a big moneymaker for them? Do
yeah.
you think?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. They licensed it off and okay. then they were, you know, they got a piece of the publishing and then whatever happened.
Yeah.
And TV shows and whatever. So there's this whole alternate world of the characters that we know, like totally treated differently culturally and backstory, everything, right? Overseas,
okay.
right?
Okay.
So he did this really interesting book called Bat Manga. Right. Manga, obviously, is sort of the serialized graphic novels in Japan. Super, super popular. Everybody reads manga. And, you know, so he designed this cool book, right? And mm-hmm. now part of the deal with the book, though, was he signed every single one that was printed. So if you bought one, it already came signed by Chip, right? So I was like, hey, I've got the Bat Manga. I know you already signed it, but I'm kind of hoping you could do like a, you know, and mm-hmm. so he drew this awesome Batman, and I think Robin might actually be in it too, and wrote a funny little thing, you know, from right. mine as well, you know, and we kind of nerded out on that.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we put, take some images and we'll put them up on, interwebs.
Are you giving me homework now? Is that what's happening?
We'll give Kyler the
yeah.
homework.
Okay. No,
I'll send him the images.
Well, yeah. Well, you got to dig up all these old photos
I
and stuff.
I can do
you
it.
Know?
Yeah.
So
that.
we talked a lot about that. We talked a lot about original comic art right. and stuff like that.
Right.
And, you know, he's just an interesting character. I mean, had a lot of really good sort of conversation. I mean, he probably doesn't remember any of this stuff.
No,
you know?
No.
Because the guy, you know, has done, a gajillion lectures and all sorts of meets and greets. And, you know, this was, I mean, gosh, this was over 10 years ago, right?
Uh-huh.
So super fun. But, you know, a lot of interesting, I love his design aesthetic. He primarily did a bunch of stuff with DC Comics, but then more recently has done a bunch of stuff with Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
J.J. Abrams' kid wrote a Spider-Man limited series, and he did all of the interesting covers for that.
Right.
He's really into, like, it's cool, It tickles me the right way because it's really into die cuts
yeah.
and, you know, paper materials
yeah.
and old school kind of the way we grew up as
right.
designers versus like, oh, nothing ever gets printed anymore. Just
right.
design for screens, you know? So a lot of fun, simple designs, a lot of graphic expression, things like
mm-hmm.
that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I see you feverishly looking over at your phone right now. Are you digging up any
texting
other
my boyfriend,
any other information about Chip or?
Yeah, no. Cavalier and Clay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
That might have been the first time. I don't think I even knew who he was, but man, I mean, you and I both inhaled that book.
Yeah.
But that's his professional work. But
sure.
he took the halftones and everything that you were talking about and
yeah.
put it in. And the story, I mean, the story is fascinating, you know, about, you know, the start of a comic book, right? And then the relationship between the writer and the designer. So I was thinking
yeah.
about that, but also thinking he does, he does cool things in his book, like book one, that's his one of his monographs. I think it's like 1996 to 2006, his work or whatever. It's probably 12 by 9.
Okay, landscape format.
But the hardcover on it is 6 by 9.
Okay.
So the pages come out of it.
Mm.
So the hardcover 6 by 9, but the pages are 12 by 9 coming out of it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they're long and floppy hanging out of the hard. Yeah.
He takes risks with cool stuff like that, probably because he does work for a publishing house.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
You know, he can talk to whoever. And
Sagmeister does a bunch of that weird die-cut cardboardy things and lenticulars and sort of that, the red... what do you call that? Acetate that comes through, you know, like that type of stuff.
Something else that you and Chip have in common is you're collectors, not just of comic books, but of what would you call, I mean, just tangible items that, you know, not like a Lego, but, you know, little figurines and things like that. And you put them in. And one of the first articles I ever read about him, I think, was in New York Magazine, and it had cool photos of, you know, his place in New York.
Yeah, he's a comic book nerd just like me. It's awesome.
Yeah. So, you guys,
he's got an appreciation for the sequential storytelling.
Yeah.
So, and the mastery of illustration.
Right.
So he, there's another interesting side note. He did write a comic book. He wrote a Batman series called Batman Death by Design.
Right.
And he created a villain in the Batman series, and the villain's name is X-Acto.
That's the greatest. I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
after
great.
The old X-Acto blades, right?
So it's spelled the same way.
Yeah. I don't remember who. Oh God, who illustrated that off the top of my head? Anyway.
Point, here it is. It's Dave Taylor.
Dave Taylor.
You're about, okay. It was on the tip of your tongue.
Okay.
This is beautiful, though. The whole.
Yeah. Well, for those that are so interested, I actually bought a page of that book as well. I have an original, original illustration.
Okay.
One of the published pages from that series. Yeah, that came up for auction and in one of our little things, and I couldn't. And it was a great price, so I couldn't help it. You know, because I was like, hey, this is so specific to all of my loves. You know.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So yeah, it's pretty neat actually.
Yeah.
So
when you were on the roundtable, is there anything that he talked about or questions people had? Like, I think, what is it? It was like 8 of you, including him. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Anything that you took away from that you remember?
I mean, not particularly in terms of like his viewpoint on design or any of that kind of stuff. No, I think it was just an enjoyable conversation amongst a bunch of people at a table. And I think there was, again, this was 10, 15 years ago or so. So there was a lot of conversation about, you know, the transformation of print to digital.
You know,
and is print going to die and all that type of stuff.
Right.
There's a lot of that. So,
But,
you know, print hasn't died. It's, I mean, if anything, people printing more than ever, you know, it's really just selective where the audience goes for print. You know?
Why do you think people are printing more than ever? Just out of curiosity.
There are more people. And I think... right. And I think, you know, printing emails and I mean, you know, it's, you know, there still is a need for brochures and certain, it's industry contingent, if that makes sense.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
There's
less waste. You're not printing like catalogs and things like that as much anymore. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, our junk mail at the house might tell us otherwise. Right?
I don't know. It's tapered off. It's definitely, as I unsubscribe from things, it does tend to taper off.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I don't know. How do you feel about print versus digital, especially if we talk about what he does, which is books. I mean, obviously you've been doing summer reading and I see you reading physical books.
Oh my gosh.
And then handing books to other people and getting books from other people.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know what it was about this summer. But I definitely have made a concerted effort to maybe because I want to support publishing more and, authors more, but I've made a concerted effort to spend. I probably have bought a hardcover a week or every other week now and read them and then passed them on. We have some little free libraries in our neighborhood. I'll put them in there. I mean, I always think it'd be really cool to get like find a New York Times bestseller in a little free library.
But do you read on your iPad? I mean, you have your iPad. I mean, I know you read like magazines.
I've gone to magazines and the newspaper on my iPad. But I'm also, when I work, as you know, I listen to podcasts, but I also listen to a lot of audiobooks and audiobooks that I really like. And I think you and I have had this conversation before. I really when it's a memoir read by the author,
yeah,
I really like that.
Yeah, that's cool because it's personal.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes they'll break off on, you know, little tangents things like that. So those are the ways I read. But yeah, for some reason, I think I honestly, thinking about it, there's this theory that if your kids see you're reading, that you'll read. Mm. And we've had a little bit of Camp Mom this month of July.
Sure.
And I thought that it would be good for the kids to see me reading.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things on our that we do every day is we take an hour-long break.
And not reading comic books, just to be clear. Is that what you're saying?
No. If
I'm just kidding.
But if our kid wanted to, actually, he's been reading manga. His reading has been manga, which is, I don't care what you're reading.
Yeah, just read something.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So that's, but, I mean, I do love print.
Yeah.
But I think I will and always will. But my iPad, I've delegated that for faster stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. Super cool.
So did you know, speaking of our kids and reading, Chip did a children's design book.
I did not know that.
And it's really cool. What I really like about it is it's called Go, and it's called A Kids, K-I-D-D-S, Guide to Graphic Design.
Okay.
And it's so basic in the way it's designed and what you see in it. And it's things like, you know, we've talked about this with our kids, like just sitting and looking at your cereal box as you
eat your cereal.
Eat your cereal in the morning, or you're throwing a baseball, and you know it has that logo on it, you know, and things like that. Or why is your orange juice this way, or why is your remote control designed this way? So it's teaching kids.
Okay, who is it for? Like, what age group is this for? Is it like little kids, like a children's books, or is it like a tween kind of thing?
I mean, I would say if I had to buy it for somebody, which I should start giving this as a gift, actually, I'd say between the listing is 10 and up, but I'd say it says fifth grade, but I'd say anywhere between 8 and 12 would probably enjoy it.
All right.
So I thought that was really cool. It's gone to paperback last summer. So,
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say, hey, this is our little 20-minute love letter to Chip. You know, I think it's he's a really cool dude. I think he's an interesting designer. We've got the love of comics together.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage everybody to do a little cyber stalking and snoop it up and see what appeals to you. You know, a lot of when you think of Jurassic Park, that logo is synonymous with the movies and billion-dollar property, right? And he did that. You know, so there's a lot of really cool stuff that he's done in the past and. It was a pleasure to meet him and get some books signed and have some stories to tell on a podcast,
Right.
All right, cool. Well, I think that'll wrap it up for today. Where can everybody find us, Rach?
They can find us on the interwebs at Mock the Agency and across all boards.
All right. Thanks, everybody.